you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collection, here at CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Willow Thixon, and I'd like to raise my hands in thanks to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples for hosting us on their unceded territory. I have some co-hosts with me today. They are...
Justin.
And I'm Kaz.
Where are you from, Justin?
Originally from Treaty 6, Muscogee, Alberta, but I call the West Coast my home now.
And yourself, Kaz?
I was born in a small town in BC called Christina Lake, and I've lived in Vancouver for 15 years, so I guess I'm officially from Vancouver now.
That's how I feel. I am Anishinaabe, Cree, Métis, and French. I don't really talk about the French. I say that every time. I'm also from Treaty 6, so we kind of have a little Treaty 6 connection in the house here today. Yeah. No, I don't talk about the French side. That's the thing. We're here to talk a little bit about Section 35, a clothing company that is up and coming, being released. Do you guys want to tell me a little bit about what that's all about?
Yeah, so anyways, we launch tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's section35.com. It's all spelt out. And what we've kind of created is a brand that encompasses, you know, all kinds of different worldviews. And it's about diversity and embracing that diversity and everything that makes us all unique. And we wanted to create something that everyone can get behind, no matter, you know, what your race and your background is. And part of that kind of came from me and Kaz coming together to create something. He's non-Indigenous, I'm Indigenous, and we've just kind of vibed on something like that for a while now. And we've been working on this for just over 2 years, and we're ready to launch, so we're excited.
I'm super excited. I have been gifted a shirt before, and everywhere I go and I wear it, everybody comments on it, because you've taken a brand, the old capitalist logo, and then rebranded it to say, PSA warning here, I'm going to swear on the airwaves, hide your children, or let them watch, or, I mean, listen. But it says, fuck colonialism, and everybody comments on it, because it's a really nice take on both the nationalism and the colonization aspect, and then rebrands it. And it can't just, it's just not Indigenous. You know what I mean?
It's, I mean, also hockey, right? Hockey logo. Who doesn't like hockey? We live in Canada, so, you know, that was, it's been well received. You know, everybody, even, you know, non-Indigenous people have really commented. They liked it, and so.
I'm really excited to see the launch. We're going to play a little track now just to get the show started. I'm going to play a really old track, but something that I've always really liked. I played Dreesus before on the show, and he originally was part of a group that was called Res Official, and anybody that kind of grew up on the prairies definitely knows Res Official. It was at all your house parties. Oh. It was, everybody was bumping it. Many babies were made. They're probably about 10 now. So
J-Mac. I went to high school with J-Mac. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
He's a Muscogee's boy.
Yeah, some prairie hip hop. So this is Team Res Official with a song called Lonely.
Lonely.
We grind in the streets. Find us on the beat. It's official. You can't compete. I give up with mine. Raise your hands.
on time. We ain't hard to find. You get left. We grind in the streets. Find us on them beats. It's official. You can't compete. I get fucked with mine. Raise your hands one time. We ain't hard to find. You get left.
I make mega marks, my team mega spark. Hella cannon heaters filled with green mega dogs. Spit them clever thoughts, ever talks, rip the parts. Pray that we round here, you gon' get it. Oh, and we get it, man. Set it and hit it, then flip it for bucks and grands. No one can f*** with him. It's a hustle, fam. Knows we don't f*** around. Once you hear that sound, knees will start buckling.
Ways on the Eastbourne MC, roll with the beat, follow me. Through the hustle, brother, she's won't collar me, no stopping. He who comes through for the people, right. Monty's and Regals, I'm Driz from the Red People, holding it down for the kids in the street, hustling. While pops out still hustling and moms are still struggling. You f***ers still sleeping on heat, we releasing, man. Team got a fiend in the hottest season, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all really ain't ready, man.
Yeah.
Yo, Dro, holla at these boys. Let's go.
We grind in the streets, find us on them beats. It's official, you. Compete. I get fucked with mine. Yeah. Raise your hands one time. We ain't hard to find. You get left. We grind in the streets. Find us on them beats. Yeah. It's official. You can't compete. Woo. I get fucked with mine. Raise your hands one time. We ain't hard to find. You get left.
Leave your tracks noodle. Leave your dogs brutal. Your strudel. Get the whole caboodle. And I'm dumb nice. You about funds, right? Dysfunctional family life left you. Oh, and I'm safe with lines. Locked and safe my rhymes. Make it hard for you to try and f*** with mine. We get fucked sometimes with that gunk about. Helly, he brought Drizzy. Hold it down your block.
Don't play with big freezes now. Round and leave ya. Beating down messy like Pesci Casino. Pump this, them G's go. Chickens, their shirts come. That's the reactions and classics. We tax them all. Work and hustle, that makes us official, man. Taking you down, exit now, middle, man. This is that real flight jacket for me. Now I'm speaking on street, I know you gon' feel this.
Yeah, it's J-Mac, your big star, man. Got my hat fully tilted, man.
Just lonely.
So fresh.
Where's official?
Is it with me?
So fresh.
Ladies, I ain't kidding. The best is risen. I'm getting with different women like I'm fresh out of prison. And I'm speeding through the fast life. It's how I'm living. With a flow so hot, it's burning up Hell's Kitchen. Listen, I can see your girl is wishing that she was in the corner with the mother freaks kissing. Style so sufficient. Ladies get suspicious. Call all your sisters to undress for pictures. Yeah, you feeling that moving erotic? Yeah, I'm a bit tips from sips of hypnotic. Having bad habits. In the process, I'm in the back booth with the menage in progress. Girls get nauseous, guys stay cautious. Make sure them hands slip in them right pockets. Enough talking, I'm a star in a dim light. Drinks down, baby, and escort to my whip light.
So fresh.
And everybody's got their eyes on me. Tryna see something that they'll inspire to be. I'm so fresh.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world. And guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
your eyes, I realized that we're living out the white man's lies. There was no compromise, just deceit as I faced the defeat that was put here long before me. At times I find it hard to accept. I ask God, is this a test? Is this really all we have left? Cause my son's life is just getting started, and life is seeming harder just to try stay above the water. I remember the days of way back when we had no gang fights, we had no crack pipes, and brothers got along in the families. What the hell went wrong with the families? My reservation.
I'm feeling the pain, the strain on my mental weighs heavy. Genocide makes me live my native life deadly. I hope you get me, if you don't, let it marinate. The mind state of my people, we try to set that straight. We never brought residential schools to this place. We never brought alcoholic fluid to our tastes. We would never go and try change you. What you did to my descendants changed the elders' lives too. And all the time you knew, now we feeling reserved. Living disturbed, living a life, we never deserved. The native way of thinking ain't the way of the old. It's time to look towards the future, let our story unfold.
I'm feeling reserved. Man, the time living, I gotta do with this mic I was given to try to get by. No word of a lie, we gotta try to restore pride. I'm feeling reserved. Man, the time living, I gotta do with this mic I was given to try to get by. No word of a lie, we gotta try to restore pride.
Reservations only, no need to wait for seeding. Natives continue bleeding, the circle just keeps repeating. This feeling filling a void, exploited people changing. It's why I turn the tables like time, turning the pages, going against the grain and engaged in hell throughout the day. And no way it's simple or plain, need to maintain through these pains. Taking these short ends, making on cause and acrylic abortion. It all costs so all the real can gain applause. Reserves relentless, yo, it's what I gotta contend with. Sundance, the rest demented, genuine arsenal lessons from beneath the ground sentence to bless the four elements. This mic, this light, this rest, this life, I represent. My residence.
Sweet grace, how music lets my mind take flight. Res life, my life, living awake a sleepless night. Be my eyes colorblind, catch a glimpse of baby sight. Realize there's more to see than all this rock round me. Grant this girl a beat and let my soul run free. Amidst a plague of war, there ain't no way I'd rather be. One love for my people, U-N-I-T-E. Instead of feeling reserved, my reserve feel
I'm
me.
I'm feeling reserved. Man, the time living, I gotta do with this mic I was given to try to get by. No word of a lie, we gotta try to restore pride.
I'm feeling reserved. Man, the time living, I gotta do with this mic I was given to try to get by. No word of a lie, we gotta try to restore pride. I'm feeling reserved. Man, the time living, I gotta do with this mic I was given to try to get by. No word of a lie, we gotta try to restore pride.
All right, welcome back to Unceded Airwaves. I would like to raise my hands and thanks to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples for hosting us on this unceded territory of theirs. It's very gracious of them. My name is Willow Thixon, and I am your host today. I have some co-hosts with me, Justin and Kaz, talking about Section 35. They were talking a little bit about their vision of the future, or like their kind of launch that's happening on Tuesday. So I was just kind of wondering, as we played all that music, how did you guys come to be? A lot of people don't really understand the, you know, the dynamic there. Like, there's an Indigenous person and a non-Indigenous, and now you're making pretty cool clothes. How did you guys meet?
Me and Justin both play baseball, and I run a team on the North Shore, and I put an ad on Craigslist, and Justin replied to it, and we ended up becoming friends through that, and we found a mutual love for fashion and clothing, and we've always kind of played with the idea of starting our own brand, and it just kind of all fell together. I run a print shop, so we're going to be doing all of the production in-house, and we can, you know, we'll be controlling all of the artistic stuff and production and keeping it close to us, so we'll be able to produce some pretty great things.
So you guys are doing it all, like, are making the clothes, or are you guys silk screening the clothes, or what?
We'll be making some. I mean, we've already got some custom stuff sewn up. We'll definitely be screen printing a lot of, you know, t-shirts, hoodies. We'll be embroidering some hats. We'll have all sorts of the staples that you would find in every other brand.
Yeah, we've also got some kind of collaborations with some artists
who are interested in working with us. And it's still in the works, but, you know, there's some real exciting stuff that'll probably come out of that. And so you guys can stay tuned for that. That's going to be really fun to do.
So you guys met at baseball, and then we're like, hey, bro, you want to design clothes?
Yeah, Craigslist. I showed up at a house in East Van that had blacked out windows in the front, and I was like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, were you not terrified that this was going to go wrong and be like, I didn't know what he meant by baseball, buddy?
Yeah, I was worried. I was worried. I was like, what am I doing here? But no, it's cool. We ended up being really good friends, and a lot of our designs coming down, you'll see if there's a baseball inspiration, that's why. So,
kind of sports, love of clothes, and wanting to do something totally unique and totally different, right?
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We've already got some really cool stuff in the hopper. So,
do you guys both do the designs, or how does that kind of work?
We'll kind of put stuff together individually and then bring it to the table and then work on it as a team, or, you know, either of us will come with a design, and if it's good to go right off the bat, we have kind of the same idea of what we want the brand to be, and sometimes we just roll with it.
Yeah, and really, like, we want to make sure that it's something that, you know, anybody can get behind. So, you know, sometimes I'll bring something that's a little strong, you know, from my eyes and my perspective, and, you know, Kaz brings a whole nother set of eyes to it. And so we really find a way to merge those two worlds together and put that into our clothing. And it's worked out really good so far, so.
That sounds pretty exciting. What we were just listening to, I forgot to reintroduce that second song. We were listening to War Party. It's a really old song, and we were thinking about how old it makes us feel, because the song came out in 2006, but it was another one of those songs that you heard pretty much everywhere, and it makes me feel really old. I'm not gonna say how old I am.
Yeah, a lot of those guys are from my res. It was filmed out on my res, that music video, so shout out to those guys.
Shout out to those guys.
H-Town, now Muscatese. So it used to be called Hobima, but we're back to Muscatese. So.
Back. I like the name change.
Yeah, it's better. It goes back to our traditional name. So that's the name of the area, and that's what our elders know it as, and so it's cool to bring that back. So
I like how Edmonton's going back to changing a lot of their names.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really nice. So we're going to play a little more Indigenous hip-hop, but first, content warning. Bum, bum, bum. Because I like to play stuff with swears, because I think that most rap and hip-hop has swears. CITR is neither for nor against, but I have to mandatorily play this content warning. So enjoy the next couple tracks. First one is Winnipeg's Most, Rest in Peace Brooklyn, who is a member of Winnipeg's Most, and this song is called All That I Know.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Work. I'm a OTB, the new dirt. curve, my girth. I've been at it so long, my skin's like leather. From the cold, my bones and heart aches together. I'm a soldier, I represent that 2%. Every tattoo on my body proves who I am. I'm a Winnipeg boy, that's who I am. And my name more feared than the ghosts of damn. I'm a monster, a Peck City vet. And the Goonies, they soldiers, they ain't cadets. Go on, put them to the test, see you breathe the last breath. We the last man standing, they're the last ones left. Streets is dangerous, life gets cold in the snow. I told myself no more, but I can't let go. These streets is all that I know, the streets is all that I owe. And if this rap don't work, player, guess where I'll go.
My baby want me at the game, but I tell her this is all that I know.
Say that she worried. She say she plagued by dreams of my casket being buried. But I'm moving fast through the flurry. Money coming in a hurry. Plus I drink and smoke till my vision going blurry. Game got a funny way of pulling me back. Try to stay on the right side by making these tracks. Get away from the bad life. But I'm addicted to the fast life. I gotta get stacks. I got this stress on my mind. I can't even go to sleep. Paranoid of the boys in blue. They stay up on the creep. So even though I'm free, I can't run wild on the street. Cause I'm living on parole. My PO is holding the leash. I'm just trying to get my money. Have my family living right. Make it through the dark till it's sunny. And walk into the light. It'll probably never happen. But we doing alright. How you want me to lead a game? Baby, this is my life. My baby want me at the game. But I tell her this is all that I know. I could have took it out of five, but the hustle life is what I chose. My team need me on the streets, but my fan want me on the right road. Money kept coming, I had to watch my back, cause my money kept doubling, and it was fast like Young Cuddy's, nothing but clubbing, and it was five-star tales with the jacuzzi bubbling, and rather than lie, my people knew I was thugging, and rather than hate it, my mama, she learned to love
my
it.
My baby want me at the game, but I tell her this is all that I know,
I
could've took it 9 to 5, but the hustle life is what I chose,
what I chose.
My team need me on the streets, but my family want me.
I'm an alien, outlaw, tattoos and battle scars. Sitting in the back of my girlfriend called the police.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective on CITR 101.9. I would like to raise my hands in thanks to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples for hosting us on their unceded territory. My name is Willow Thixon, and I am here with Justin and Kaz talking a little bit about Section 35. I have some questions. Where do people see the clothes? Like, is there a place where you can go and view the designs, or are there places or shops that they can get it, or how do people see what you're doing?
Well, right now, we haven't, the website comes out on the 8th, March 8th, live. You can see everything on there, but our Instagram has some sneak peeks of some of the stuff that we've got coming. Our Facebook as well. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter all has stuff you can see. But the website goes live, and that's going to be our main distribution.
Oh, so the website goes live tomorrow,
yeah,
on Tuesday, March 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where people can start buying,
yeah,
the clothes?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've kind of been admiring the beautiful pictures of Gracie Dove,
mm-hmm,
our local Leonardo DiCaprio Revenant star. Well, obviously there's Dwayne Howard too, and I don't want to discredit him, but...
Yeah, we were just talking about Dwayne and his tux that he had on the other night and how dope it was. So.
That's such a nice tux.
Yeah.
We've already taken inspirations from that to our own. And a new design, and I think people will be able to see the one that,
yeah,
in the future when it drops, I think people will know where their inspiration came from.
We're not stealing Dorothy Grant's designs.
Nope.
So don't get that twisted.
No. Well, also, it's hard to steal Dorothy Grant's designs when you guys are non-coastal. Like, she's, mm-hmm, she's Haida, isn't she?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, exactly. We're not about stealing people's stuff at all, no.
No, but it'll be nice so people can actually buy it at, is it section35.com?
Or? Yeah, it's all one word.
No numbers.
There's no numbers in it. Yeah, so
I like it.
The actual brand and logo has a number, but the website is all spelled out, so section35.com.
I'm pretty excited because I really like what I've seen so far with what Gracie was wearing, which was that hoodie,
mm-hmm,
right? With the feather, is it a talking stick feather or what's
talking
the design?
Talking feather. Yeah, we called it the talking feather, and really that kind of just evolved out of the logo just came to us one night. We sat down and we meshed it out, and we're like, yeah, it looks good. We'll come back and look at it. We came back, we liked it, and it's just grown. And, you know, what does it mean, you know? So, you know, obviously a talking feather, you're in that space where you're talking in a circle. So there's a circle there, right? In the middle, there's a feather. When you have the feather, you have the floor. And that floor, you know, you can't lie. You speak truth, right, when you have that feather. So that's really what it represents, is speaking your truth. And that circle is bringing everybody together. So
I like that. Where, aside from the website, where are people going to be able to see the clothes? Is it going to be at booths? Is it going to be...
Yeah, we'll be working events. We've partnered with Red X Talks to be going to some of their events and selling gear there. If there's usually local events out here on the West Coast, potentially, we've got some other stuff in the works for the summer, but for now, it's mostly online and Red X events. So
that's pretty exciting, though. Yeah. Still, it's yeah, a big world. Are you doing women's and men's?
Yeah, it's all unisex, and then obviously as we bring in some other stuff, there'll be stuff more geared towards women and as well more towards men. But for now, we started with the basics. You know, I think we have a strong launch line, I guess you can say, and we're going to roll with that and then work on keeping it fresh with new stuff dropping. So
I really want to see the launch line because I've only really seen the Section 35 hoodie with the grace and then the expletive colonialism.
Yeah, those are, and it's all basic, just, you know, colorways, and we've got a ton of stuff that's in the hopper, but we just kept it basic just to get it off the ground because we've been working on this so long. And
but it's really important to have a strong launch, right? And to have,
mm-hmm,
everything, all your ducks in a row. Because there's other brands that are less unified, so primarily non-Indigenous, that have like fallen off. And I really liked their clothes, but they didn't have kind of all of their ducks in a row beforehand. So they launched, and all of a sudden it got too crazy for them to handle. And then they couldn't produce as much, and then they weren't there. And now all of a sudden I want their clothes because they used the Anishinaabe Thunderbird as part of their design, and now I can't get them.
Yeah.
And so it's really nice to hear that you guys are trying to get all of your ducks in a row so that we can, you know, be brand ambassadors and see it all over for a long period of time instead of being one of those clothing companies that comes, spits out like a couple lines, and then it's gone.
Yeah, we put a lot of thought into this, and that was the one thing we didn't want to do, was to put something out and then get stagnant, right? So,
and we also control the production, which gives us a really, really, really big advantage where we get to, you know, our artistic visions are easily, you know, we can transfer those to t-shirts. I mean, we can produce at will.
Yeah,
so
we can sit in the shop one night and mock up a new design and see how it looks, right? It's really easy. We don't have to outsource anything to get samples done. You know, we have that competitive advantage. So,
and one of the advantages that gives us is we get to control the quality as well. And I think once people start ordering and you know, getting these pieces in their hands, they're going to really feel a difference, and you know, this is really going to be something that you're going to put on, and it's going to be your favorite hoodie or your favorite t-shirt, and you're going to really cherish it. And it's comfortable clothing, and the artwork that we're going to, you know, put out there is stuff that we feel strongly about. It's going to be you know, vibrant, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
I love good quality t-shirts or good quality hoodies because it really is. It's something you live in. So when I'm studying for exams, I always just throw on whatever the comfiest t-shirt I have is and whatever the comfiest sweatpants and sweater I have. And then I'm there for, like, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Hermit lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, we've really, like, we're lucky that we've had some really cool people who have seen what we're doing and they support it. You know, like Grace did a collaboration with us and also let us be on her TV show to film that collaboration that she did with us. And, you know, big shout out to her for doing that for us. You know, JB, the First Lady's been on the cover of, you know, the news here in Vancouver, rocking our talking feather hoodie, you know. So there's some really cool people who have been supportive, and we're really thankful for that. And, you know, so
what TV show, Gracie, on?
Again? Underexposed.
And you can see that on
APTN.
APTN. And JB the First Lady is one of two artists that form Entertribal. So there's also Sino General. But she's done a lot of work solo on her own. She's phenomenal. And I will play you a little track of hers right now to balance that out so you can hear a little JB the First Lady. This is her apparently J. Cole acoustic cover. It's pretty chill.
I'ma paint it how I want it, baby. This is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it, baby. There is no right or wrong, only a song. I like to ride alone, be in my zone. Think that the forest hit, no perfect home, but the only thing know until they snatch it from my mama, broke alone. So sorry that I left you, better leave all alone. I was up in New York City chasing pennies, getting down. Had no clue what you was going through, how you could be so strong. How could I be so selfish? Now I could be so selfish. I could tell by how I treated my kids.
so selfless, but he put up with my ways because he loves me like you do. And I know, love you, but I love you. I need to treat you better. Wish you could last forever. I need to treat you better. Wish you could last forever. I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I got my wings to carry me. I keep my
Welcome back to the Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Willow Thixon, and I'm here with Justin and Kaz. We are doing a little interview about Section 35, and they're co-hosting, playing some music, hanging out. I was just asking them, while the music was playing, what were the first designs, and did they look really good, or was it like just you guys collaborated and they were like, wow, we suck at silk screening, or like, how did this come?
We definitely never say that. Some of the best in the city, for sure.
We did, I did two designs. One was a hockey jersey, actually, that was from my back home on my res. We had an old hockey team called the Hobima Oilers, and it was just an Oilers logo that said Hobima instead of Oilers. And so Kaz, I asked Kaz if he could do that, and he was like, yeah. And he did them up, and I did them as Christmas gifts for my friends from back home who we all grew up. Our dads all played for the Oilers, you know, so we did that as a Christmas gift, and they turned out really cool, and, like, we always go out, and we still wear them when I go back home in the winter, and we go out on the outdoor rink and play hockey, so it's cool.
They were so good that at my shop, True North Screen Printing, I was selling hockey jerseys the other day, and I kept one as a sample that I pull out and show people, like, what we can do. And
yeah, I saw it today. I was like, oh, the old Hobie Oilers jersey, cool.
Yeah, they look pretty sharp.
Yeah, and then I did some hoodies for... similar thing from an old hockey team, and Kaz did those, and I ended up selling all those to a bunch of people back home. They all sold out, so it just kind of, those were some of the earliest ones we did. And then our feather logo, just, it's a strong logo, like, it's just, we get compliments all the time on it. So people recognize it. And I was in the mall one day and some guy stopped me and was like, where did you get your sweater? And I was like, it's my company. And he's just like, I've seen them all over Facebook. I want one. And I was like, oh, the website. Go to the website. March 8th.
March 8th.
Yeah.
So really you guys, like, started making Christmas gifts, and then it moved from Christmas gifts so you could sell them. And then you're like, hey, wait a second. I just sold out. And now I can make some other cool things, because obviously one idea... nobody's out of ideas. You have one good idea, they kind of just keep rolling, right?
Yeah.
You find your little niche.
And then also, like, we both are photographers on our own rights, I guess, but we both love photography, and that's a huge part of our marketing and what we do with our online presence. And so whether it's product shots or shooting our friends or artists, whatever, that's a big part of our stuff. And, you know, Blair Russell, a friend of ours, has done some good work for us too, so shout out to him as well.
He does amazing photos. Mm-hmm. If you ever have a chance, check out Blair Russell on Instagram.
The Blackfoot Face Puller, that's what we call him.
The Blackfoot Face Puller.
Yeah.
So. Traditionally, Cree people and Black people are not friends. we're warring nations, but we've made a treaty recently, right?
Yeah, I get sideways looks when I'm in his territory, so.
And they get sideways looks in our territory,
yeah,
so.
And we always have that fun banter back and forth, so, but they're good guys.
It's pretty funny, actually, hanging out with a bunch of Blackfoot people. When I was back in Edmonton, I was visiting and got to see Elder in the Making, and one of my friends that I've always just joked around about him being Cree, Brad Crowfoot, who's also a really good photographer, and I was saying to him, I was like, this is all Cree territory. But then we went and watched Elder in the Making, which actually describes Blackfoot territory up to the south part of the North Saskatchewan River. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you just ate your words, girl. This has been Blackfoot territory forever. And I was like, no.
I'm pretty sure it's the Red Deer River is where... That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure I draw the line at the Bow River, but, you know.
Yeah, I think the one thing, too, with photography is it brings a whole different lens to... you know, how things are viewed. So whether it's an Indigenous photographer or not, everybody brings their own element into that. And that's part of what we're selling as well, is like different worldviews, you know, using art to bring people together as a bridge for, you know, I guess reconciliation, you know, reconciliation through art. You know, that's just really what we're trying to do. And so...
I think it's a beautiful vision, both for the clothing line, because right now I can't count the number of, I'm going to use this very loosely, Indigenous-inspired designs mm-hmm. that I'm seeing all over without actual Indigenous content, and not just Indigenous people want to wear these designs and these clothes right now. It's like, this is for everybody, right? It's not like we're just going out and, well, maybe not the Hobima jerseys.
That's pretty specific.
It's kind of specific. Like, I wouldn't want to wear a Hobima jersey and not be from Hobima.
I have a funny story about those jerseys, too.
It's like, I wouldn't want to rock one and then just go to Hobima and not be from there.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I had a funny story about those. It's my brother was wearing his at an Oilers game, and they ran into, like, Taylor Hall and all the Oilers at a restaurant after, and they went and got him to autograph it, and they were, all the Oilers were like, Hobima, this isn't an Oilers jersey.
That's actually pretty.
So he has that jersey. It's, like, signed by, like, Taylor Hall and Jordan Eberle and all those guys. So, yeah.
Shut up.
He's like, where'd you get that made? Justin's like, no, we're not.
Yeah,
no,
limited edition.
I'm not going
to. Nowhere?
Yeah.
That's. Shut up. Don't talk to me.
Copyright infringement?
Yeah, so.
I don't know. That's pretty awesome, though. Speaking of hilarious things from Alberta, there's this song that my friends made. I don't know if you know who Red Power Squad is. If you don't know a lot about prairie hip-hop, you probably won't know. I think it's pretty funny. You should watch the video. It's called What's Really Rez with Conway and Red Power Squad. It's featuring Don Bernstick, our most famous Indian comedian. He's a big, real knee slapper, this guy. You should watch this music video. I'm going to play you the song, and this will also take you back. It's What's Really Rez, Conway, and Red Power Squad.
What's really res? What's really, really res? 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 What's really res? What's really, really res?
If you start a fight and your wife has to finish it,
and I brought my backup.
If you get yourself saying ever sick. If you use a hickey as an engagement ring.
Yeah, I got one of those.
If gossip in your life is a really big thing.
What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res?
If you use a car hood for a sled.
Hey, that's pretty fun, you know.
And you use an air mattress for a bed. If you collect the check and you're not even working.
Hey, it's payday today.
If you use a sheet for a curtain.
What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res?
Keep going.
If you have no bum and bony hips.
I got a bannock bum.
If you give directions by using your lips.
It's over there, over there.
If you wanna be with the man that's Cree. Hey, I heard that you're talking about me.
What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res?
If you don't know who's your dad.
Daddy? Daddy?
It's a joke, man. Come on, don't get mad. If you wanna get high, fart under the sheet. If you make a sandwich out of moose meat.
What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res? What's really res? What's really, really res?
If your jeans are too big and you gotta sag. Your luggage is made of a garbage bag. If you have to squint in order to see.
Hola, what's that over there?
And Bannock-Larden T means BLT. If your in-laws are the same age as you.
And your cousins.
And you have a homemade tattoo.
What's really res? What's really, really res? 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 What's really res? What's really, really res?
Olé, my hickeyed up flat bum pot belly body. This guy's funnier than me, man. Good job, boys. Love ya. Peace.
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collection on CITR 101.9. My name is Willow Thixon, and I'm here with Justin and Kaz talking about Section 35. I'd like to raise my hands and thanks to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations for hosting us on their unceded territory. It's pretty nice to be here. I like being in Vancouver. I don't know if I'm ever going to leave. You're stuck with me. So, aside from what you've just heard with about the launch and everything that's happening tomorrow, how do people stay connected with what's up and coming?
Social media. We've got Facebook, facebook.com/section35. Instagram is just at section 35, spelt out like the website. And then we're also on Twitter at capital SCTN35.
I think people know how to Google these days. Eh? Section 35, they'll be
able. Well, if someone doesn't know how to Google, then that's how you can connect with us. But anyways, yeah, those three are our main. You know, we've got Pinterest and Tumblr and all that stuff, but
Pinterest?
Mm-hmm.
And Tumblr?
Yeah, you can pin stuff. You know, I didn't know that, but yeah, I'm learning.
We're learning all about Pinterest. Yeah. So. I got a really good recipe for a jar with a bunch of stuff, and it's going on my my mantle.
Yeah. I really like Pinterest. It's typically geared towards females, though. I'm kind of surprised. Not surprised that you guys are doing the Pinterest thing, but it's surprising the ingenuity, hey, coming from two males in the clothing business. Not that you guys haven't thought about it, but
I think we're going to have a lot of really, really nice female stuff. I mean, we're definitely going to be, we know what the ladies want to wear, and I think we can.
Yeah, we get some good input too from some of our female friends, and that's always a bonus.
And our significant others, of course.
Yeah,
always have a
the bosses.
It'd be cool to see. Section 35, sport tanks.
Sport tanks. Maybe we can make one.
Yeah.
For someone.
Wink, wink.
Wink. No. Well, our favorite radio host.
Yeah. Well, it's not even about that. It's like for me, something that I wear in the summer because t-shirts are like, okay, I'm going to be in school, and then hoodie is okay.
So yeah, people have been asking about tanks, so it's certainly on our radar. So.
Or like wife beaters or something like that. I don't know.
Is that a politically correct term?
Yeah.
I mean, mank top.
Husband beater.
Boy beaters. That's what actually they're known as in the screen printing industry.
The boy beaters.
Boy beaters.
Yeah. If people want to check out our print shop as well, it's True North Screen Printing. We're in Vancouver, and if you need, you know, your own stuff printed, we can always help with that too, and you can check that out.
Yeah, best printing quality stuff, so check it out.
So if you guys have any large groups or even do you guys do one-offs, or is it more like mass printing, like you need 10 sweaters or how does that work?
We've really geared our shop to be a high production kind of facility, so the one-offs not so much, but you know, anywhere from 50,000 t-shirts we can handle for sure.
50,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we print for a lot of large kind of clothing companies, and the nice thing about that is we do all of the finishing. I think people are going to be really surprised when they're like, oh, this new brand, you know, they expect it to be on a low quality shirt and it's going to come in a, you know, grocery bag in the mail, but what they're going to see when they actually receive our product is, you know, industry standard, retail-ready clothing with all of the bells and whistles and on super, super soft cottons. And we even have we can sew our own bamboo, Canadian-made products, which, if you know, it's going to be some of the softest shirts you've ever worn.
I love bamboo. I really, really, really love bamboo. I switched to all bamboo socks not so long ago, and then I've been contemplating, because you can't find bamboo clothes anywhere. Like, it's actually hard to find them, and they're super expensive.
Yeah.
That I was going to switch to, what's it called, Icebreaker? The merino wool?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's also really soft and does, like, that drying capacity of bamboo, but then I'm like, okay, then I'm spending, like, $70 for a t-shirt. This is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, we're really, like inspired by the brands that have come before us and are doing it well, you know, and one of the things is their presentation and the quality of clothes that they produce. So, you know, that's what we want to put out there. So,
and the artwork. The artwork's got to be good. It's got to be visually appealing.
Yeah, of course.
But we got that covered.
Yeah, you guys got that covered. If you guys want to check it out, check out, like we said, section35.com, all letters, no numbers, or on Facebook, Twitter, Insta, Pinterest, Tumblr, like, I don't know, you guys probably have a Hootsuite managing all of this or something. That's a lot of social media to manage.
Yeah, we might need someone to manage that one of these days.
Yeah, you guys have like 50 monkeys.
I'm just always glued to your phone and computer. Work. It's good that we love what we're doing, so it's
yeah. Fun. I think that's really going to show too, mm-hmm. is people will see that we enjoy this and we're going to keep going. Keep checking back. You know, every couple weeks we're going to be dropping new collaborations with artists. I think people will be surprised that they'd even work with little guys like us. But
little guys, don't sell yourself short.
You got to start somewhere, and yeah, it's going to be good.
No, I think your vision for the future is great. It's been really nice to have you guys on this show. Mm-hmm. Hi, Miigwech. Thank you for all that you guys are doing. And I look forward to seeing what you guys are going to produce in the future. Do you want to give any shout-outs or say hi to anybody while we're on air?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Mama.
I was going to say hi, Mom.
Yeah, my mom and dad and brother back in Treaty 6. Yeah. All my friends, the boys down at the shop. Hey, boys.
Yeah, the boys are still printing shirts right now as we speak. So
those are your monkeys. I see how it is.
Yeah, we have a couple monkeys.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. And up next is Synchronicity. I look forward to talking to you guys next week.
The more real than most of us believe. The spirit world is everything.
You are invited to the second annual Nihio Pascua Itsimawan Powwow, taking place on unceded Musqueam territories here at UBC. The powwow is happening March 26th in the Great Hall of the AMS Nest. Grand entry is at 12. Come for traditional dancing, singing, food, and artisan crafts. What could be better? Mark your calendars, folks. Everybody welcome. For more information, please visit UBC Powwow Facebook group or contact the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Student Association. Ohio.